If you've ever taken a trip along the Hudson River, no doubt you've at one point witnessed its hallmark mists rising from the waters. They have a ghostly quality about them, and not surprisingly, there's an abundance of lore based on apparitions seen within them. Today, we bring back master storyteller Jonathan Crook, who will tell us one such tale, the tale of the ghostly rower. Are the lights on? Good. Welcome to Listen with the Lights On. I'm Jessica Blaustein Marshall.
And I'm Patrick Garrett.
Once upon a time, observing the Sabbath proved not just a tradition, but really a rule. A fellow from Spuyten Duyvil, a ghostly place, but that will have to remain for another time, by the name of Rombout van Dam, back in the early days of the nation, decided he was going to dance with the devil and sing with the angels one weekend. He learned that up north in what's now the county of Rockland, in a little community called Kaikut, a grand dance was occurring. With contras and reels and pretty ladies, he thought, I've got to be there. Well, he did what most folk did in those days. He got himself into his little dinghy and began to row out late Saturday afternoon, figuring he'd get to the dance a few hours later, and indeed he did. But he vowed to all who saw him leave, I'll be back dawn Sunday to observe the Sabbath, and you'll see me in church. And off he went, giving a wave and pulling hard against the tide of the Hudson. Well, he arrived and went to the dance, jumped in when there was a reel, did a do-si-do in the contras, and was not contrary when it came to kissing. Oh, he exchanged a few and then noticed, oh, it's past midnight. I've got to get back. So the girls thought, oh, you just don't want to give me another kiss. Oh, how untrue can you be? Oh, I'm true to my word. I've got to observe the Sabbath. So he jumped into his dinghy and began to row across the expanse of Tappan Zee. The night proved to be a darkening time, with handfuls of mist rising up, and Van Dam got a little turned around. And when he found a little clearing on the river and found a sloop in that clearing, he'd call out to the sleepy skipper, What is the hour? How far to Spuyten Duyvil? Well, the groggy fellow would pull out his watch and say, It's hours south. So Rombout van Dam continued to pull against wind and tide and fate. Few others found him along the way, calling, What is the hour? How far to Spuyten Duyvil? And the skippers replied in the same way, Oh, it's hours south. But Rombout van Dam continued to row and row and row. Well, dawn broke, and later, in that church near Spuyten Duyvil, Dutch Reformed, folk looked around and snickered. Oh, ha-ha, that Van Dam, he didn't keep his word. Well, who thought he would, going all the way up north to Kaikut for a dance? Oh, he's probably in some sweet thing's arms, no doubt engaged, maybe even married. Oh, he could be in another church right now. Oh, we'll soon see him married, happy. But that's not how Rombout van Dam again was seen. He never again was seen in Spuyten Duyvil. But he was found on the Hudson, in the Tappan Zee, in the wee hours of the morning. Folk report, and sometimes still report, when passing over the Tappan Zee Bridge, they'll look down into the water and see what appears to be cupped hands made of mist. And if you happen to be on the water, maybe in a sailboat or a motorboat there spending the night, you'll hear a disembodied voice rising from those mists calling, What is the hour? How far to Spuyten Duyvil? And there is some devil at play, but not the spitting devil of Spuyten Duyvil. It's a bedevilment that keeps Rombout van Dam under a spell forever, rowing hard on the Hudson River, but never able to make it back to his hometown. And if you have even mentioned to me seeing this apparition through the mists, a ragged, skeletal figure with burning eyes as if still burning to get himself home, and calling out, imploring, "What is the hour? How far to spite and dival?" And doubtless, with the new Tappan Zee Bridge, the old spirit of the ghostly rower of the Hudson will appear. Watch out for him.
That's funny that you brought up the new bridge at the end. I was just thinking to myself, I wonder if any of the folks who were working the construction on the new bridge have reported anything like that.
Well, I do know there's already been a horrible accident with causing deaths there, and you can't attribute it to the spirits necessarily, but perhaps something did startle those fellows unfortunate on the barge. Possibly it could have been Rombout Van Dam.
I love the mist. The mist on the Hudson is always coming into play with all these stories.
Yes. Yeah.
You ask anybody about the Hudson River, like, it just comes into play in so much lore.
Oh, it does. The Imps of Dunderberg. And even recently when I was on the Hudson, I looked at it and it always appears in a kind of spectral form which easily puts you in the mind of a spirit rising. They're just so elongated and ethereal. Yes, you'll get a kind of blanket of mist on occasion, but more often than not, it's these strands which, you know, some will say, oh, you're anthropomorphizing, but it's, again, possible within the realm of spirit. It represents at least, at the very least, some form, some presence rising from the river. And indeed, this tale of Rombout Van Dam, you know, continues to plague us.
I like Van Dam because we all know somebody like that. You know, shows up at the party.
We all know a guy.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going to be at work the next day, or I'll be at church. And yeah, that's exactly.
Well, usually they do show up. That's
yes,
the
but
thing.
They're kind of
just
in a
half dead.
Yes, half dead. Yes, not quite fully dead. There. Yeah. Yeah. Some versions of the story, there's a dominie or a priest or a minister kind of waiting to greet him, and then he later gets haunted by the spirit of this Van Dam. And of course, this Van Dam existed before the, you know, action figure, you know, actor was
about. Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. This is Rombout. I don't think there's any Rombouts, you know, or people with that name round and about anymore.
Well, interestingly, too, I found about this story that kind of it diverges from some of the other stories that you've told, is that this guy, like, he just come from a dance. He was, like, happy. He kissed a few girls. He was having a party. Like, he wasn't somebody who was dragged on the back of a horse and killed,
right,
or like somebody who was scared by the evil witch or what.
Yes.
You know, nothing horrible happened to him. He just kind of.
Yeah, I think it represents some of the fears of the day, almost like urban legends do now, of, you know, you could imagine some stern minister telling this story. If you go to that dance, you know, you may be turned into a spirit yourself, just to, you know, put a little fear of God into people. So there's that kind of harsh reality there. Yeah, I wish there was a story of Rombout Van Dam forever at Kaikut dancing with the girls in their gowns, and maybe the kissing ghost who might sneak up behind, you know, Jessica here and slip in a kiss when she's unexpecting it. A cold, icy one, but still a kiss, and, you know, we'll all
really
take
cold
a kiss.
In here.
Oh, yes.
Just wanted to have fun.
Yeah, he just wanted to have fun and ended up unfortunate. Well, I'll look for guys who maybe ended up a little bit better off.
No, that wasn't a request for that. That was just an interesting contrast.
Right.
Moral of the story is don't be happy.
Don't be happy, yes. Or not too happy.
Or evil.
Yes.
Don't be happy or evil. Just be sad, miserable, live your life.
Yes, just get by. Yeah.
Where did that story of the ghostly rower come from?
Well, again, it's found in various anthologies from the 19th century. And And I think it, again, is probably one of the, certainly one that began as part of the oral tradition, maybe, as we noted earlier, kind of one of these reprimanding
a cautionary tales. Tale,
a cautionary tale, yes, for those who were partying too heartily.
Thanks for joining us. Listen with the Lights On is a production of WAMC. Our theme music is Grizzly Reminder by Midnight Syndicate. For more spine-tingling tales, check out our podcast or head over to WAMC.org.